Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
What if everything you've been told about worth, money, and power was never meant to set you free? What if sacrifice isn't love and putting yourself last isn't noble, but a lie designed to keep you small? For too long, we've been told that our worth is something to earn, that being desirable matters more than being whole. That playing small is virtuous. That power, real power, belongs to someone else. So we shrink. We silence ourselves. We trade authenticity for approval, brilliance for belonging, and our deepest desires for the illusion of safety. But that story is old. And it's not ours to carry anymore. What if instead we reclaimed what was always ours? What if we stopped seeking permission to take up space? What if we could not only liberate ourselves, but thrive in our freedom, not just financially, but in relationship, in our bodies, and in our purpose? Welcome to the Wealth of Worth. I'm Dr. Marianne Camerato, and this show is for you. Before we go further, let's be clear about what we're here to do. This show isn't just about money or success or the typical conversations about wealth and power. It's about the forces that have shaped our world, teaching us to doubt what we know, to extinguish our own value, and to question what we see. Melissa, how do you determine your worth?
It's a good question. The small parts of myself tell me I'm probably not worthy of much. And the big part of myself that just knows that I'm connected to everything says that I belong and therefore I'm worthy.
Our worth was never lost. It was buried beneath layers of conditioning, expectations, and distorted narratives. This is not about rebellion, but recognition. Recognizing the truth that our value has always been here, that we're not missing anything, we are not broken, and that the way forward is not about seeking permission or proving ourselves, but waking up to what has always been true. Antella, how do you determine your worth?
Right now, today, I mean, in this point in my life, it definitely comes from inside me. Mm-hmm. When I was young, totally I needed validation from outside. I didn't even know how to ask myself, my inner me, I didn't know that existed. I always thought validation was outside of me. Mm.
The stories we've inherited, the systems we've unconsciously accepted, and the ways we've been taught to measure our value in the world are a myth. This isn't just about financial wealth. It's about the currency of self-worth and how it dictates our choices, our relationships, our opportunities, and our sense of belonging. We're going to be pulling apart centuries of myths, misconceptions, cultural conditioning, and systemic distortions, all of which influence how we see ourselves and what we believe is possible for our lives. Some of this is going to be uncomfortable. Some of it will challenge what you think you know. But discomfort is just part of the process of reclaiming something that was never meant to be taken from you in the first place. Because if we don't question the existing paradigm, it will continue to define us. If we don't claim our worth, someone else will. That's why we're here. So, let me ask you something. Wait, close your eyes. Well, unless you're driving, don't do that. I want you to ask yourself, how do you determine your worth? This isn't an abstract question. I really want you to answer this for yourself. Is your worth tied to money, success, influence? Is it tied to how others see you, to what you own, to how much time you spend at the gym, at the office? What metrics do you use? And more importantly, where did you learn them? Maybe this is the first time you've ever asked yourself this question, and for that reason, it might be a difficult one to answer, but this is the core question we'll return to over and over again in this show. Because whether we realize it or not, this question, what are you worth, is running our lives. And not just our lives, it runs the world. Our sense of worth, our ability to own it, or our inability to see it at all, is at the foundation of every major domain of life. Our value is assigned to us by society, by institutions, by those in power. And the cost of not knowing our worth? Oh, it's higher than we can even imagine. We often assume that men have always controlled wealth, that this was the natural order of things. But what if that's not true? What if wealth wasn't always hoarded, hierarchical, and used as a tool of control? What if the real issue isn't just that men have taken financial power, but that the feminine archetype has been systematically diminished across societies? So what do I mean by the feminine archetype? Well, the feminine archetype is an ancient, universal pattern, an expression of creation, intuition, relational intelligence, and deep embodiment. It nurtures, sustains, and moves through cycles of birth, death, and renewal. It's more than a gendered concept. It is a way of knowing, a presence that shapes how we experience the world, not through dominance, but through connection, wisdom, and reciprocity. When the feminine collapsed, which is something we're going to be talking about in the next segment with Dr. Rosalind Miles, so did the understanding of worth as something internal, intrinsic, and unshakable. Worth became externalized, tied to property, approval, productivity, and hierarchy. So, what's the cost when our worth is defined by outside forces? Well, as it relates to money, some of the effects are women are less likely to negotiate their salaries, and not because they lack the ability, but because self-advocacy has long been framed as pushy, bitchy, or ungrateful. Female-identified professionals are paid less, promoted less, and funded less, not due to lack of skill or ambition, but because they're often conditioned to feel grateful for whatever they receive. Women who step into financial power frequently encounter social resistance, guilt, and shame because financial independence disrupts long-standing power dynamics. Men, too, are trapped in this system, conditioned to believe their worth is measured by financial success, productivity, and dominance. I talk to men all the time who feel the pressure to provide at all costs, equating their value with their ability to earn and achieve, rather than who they are as human beings. When it comes to relationships, many women are taught that love is something to earn, so they shrink, overgive, or stay silent, hoping to be chosen. The beauty industries thrive on this belief, selling the idea that if we just refine, fix, or perfect ourselves enough, we'll be worthy of lasting love and security. I honestly don't know a woman who's not on or hasn't been on a diet, and not out of vanity, but out of survival. Meanwhile, men are often taught that their worth is tied to their ability to protect and provide, rather than to their emotional depth or relational presence. Many of my male clients struggle to identify and express their feelings of vulnerability, care, and softness. These are essential human qualities, but they're often discouraged in favor of strength, stoicism, and control. This is an example of how men, too, experience the collapsed feminine. The result? A cycle where both men and women, and everyone in between, regardless of gender, feel disconnected from their true selves and from each other.
Juan, how do you know your worth?
Well, I think, for my own experience, it's like, you know, people think sometimes like you don't worth anything.
And when we're not actively proving our worth, we can feel as if we're disappearing. This can translate into burnout, emotional isolation, and fear of failure, as our worth, especially in the West, has been linked to constant performance. And then there's how this manifests politically and societally, as a distorted sense of worth influences the choices we make as a society. For example, when we don't fully recognize our value, we accept leaders who reflect those distortions. We tolerate systems that exploit us, policies that limit us, and narratives that keep us small. Then we have the generational cycles. If we don't reclaim our worth now, we risk passing down the same insecurities, the same blind spots, and the same patterns of financial and personal disempowerment to those who come after us. We will continue to feel the crushing weight of unrealistic expectations and a struggle for recognition of our intrinsic value, unless we collectively redefine worth as something deeper, more expansive, and more human. So the question isn't just, what are you worth? The real question is, what have you been taught to believe about your worth? And is it even true? So, why am I here talking to you about wealth, self-worth, money, and power? Well, primarily because I learned early on that money wasn't just currency, it was identity. That worth wasn't something you felt, it was something assigned to you. My father, the unchallenged authority in our home, made it clear my value was conditional. It depended on who I aligned myself with, who I pleased, and whether I could keep up in a world that wasn't designed for me to stand on my own. And my mother, despite her privilege, was proof that wealth alone didn't guarantee freedom. The weight of expectation, the cost of trying to carve out her own space, it broke her. She lost her stability, her sense of self, and in many ways, most of the relationships that she actually treasured. And I knew, even as a young person, that if I didn't learn how to navigate this game or escape it entirely, her fate was going to become my own. But this isn't just about me. This is about all of us. The stories we've been given about who we are, what we deserve, and where we belong. And now we stand at a turning point. What happens when we stop accepting these narratives as truth? When we stop measuring our worth by external standards? Welcome to the Power Seat. This is a space where thought leaders, disruptors, and truth tellers are going to help us unravel the systems that have shaped our worth, our power, and our sovereignty. Today, we're going to start with a question that seems simple, but is anything but. Why has wealth historically been controlled by men? For thousands of years, women have been systematically excluded from financial power. Coverture laws erase their legal and financial autonomy. Dowries and bride prices commodified them. Even in the 20th century, women in many parts of the world couldn't open their own bank account or own property without a man's permission. But the deeper question is, how did this happen? And what has it done to our sense of worth? This isn't just about financial exclusion. It's about conditioning, control, and the rewriting of our value. The wounded masculine didn't just take control of wealth. They shaped the very narratives that made women and others believe that they didn't deserve it. Over time, the collapsed feminine and all those affected by it were taught that power was unnatural for them, that ambition was unbecoming, and that their worth was tied to their relationships, not their sovereignty. To unpack this, I'm joined by Dr. Rosalind Miles, a groundbreaking historian, feminist scholar, and author whose work has illuminated how patriarchy has shaped every aspect of women's lives, from history and literature to law and economics. She has spent decades studying how men came to dominate wealth and power, not just through laws and institutions, but through the stories that shaped what women believed about themselves.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
Dr. Rosalind Miles is here to take us back through history to unpack how this hierarchy of worth took root, how it's been justified through science, religion, and social order, and most importantly, how we begin to break free. So, Dr. Miles, who started the rumor that men are worth more than everyone else?
This goes back as far as Aristotle, when he created the first known version of what is now called the hierarchy of worth, that a free man was worth more than a slave, and a man was worth more than a woman. That was Aristotle for you, and it's lived with us ever since, the idea of a hierarchy of worth.
Do you want to know the truth? I've blamed Aristotle for a lot of things. Yes. I really have. I'm not sure what he was up to exactly, but it feels to me he was one of the first folks in history that started parsing things out.
Well, you're right that he shaped the world we know today, and a lot of people still believe. His definition of people and things, they have stuck. He pronounced, the parent is he who mounts. The man mounts the female, which demonstrates his innate superiority in the whole system. And she contributed nothing except being a vessel for his needs and desires, and believed it. Many people still do, men and women.
So at what point did dominance become justification for superiority? I mean, was there ever a time when strength and reproduction, for example, were simply roles rather than a reason to assign worth?
Well, we know without a shadow of a doubt that firm belief that males were superior to females was reinforced in every stage of every culture throughout the known world by biology. Women are weaker than men physically, and they have to have the babies, which is a weakness when they ought to pay us for it, for heaven's sake. Every single human domain of human thinking and philosophy has been dedicated to reinforcing and reinventing the idea of women's inferiority. There were many girls in 19th century studies of mill workers who were apprenticed to the mines at the age of 3 and 4. Most of them couldn't count even to the days of the week. They didn't know there were 7 days in the week, or 30 or 31 days in a month. They were deprived and denied to reinforce the idea of women's inferiority and thereby keep them inferior. They had no role models of women who were largely in control or command or could add up. The very few were always presented in masculine terms as emulating or imitating men. So you deny them education, you keep them ignorant, then you label them as unfit to handle money because they're stupid and ignorant.
It seems hard to believe that in all of the time we have inhabited this planet, that women have never had access to a sense of worth or power or equality. Let's talk a little bit about this.
In the very earliest societies or emerging societies, used to be called primitive or savage or things we don't say these days, that was the nearest that women ever had to equality in the whole history of human habitation of this globe. Because when every single person, men, women and children, everyone is grubbing in the dirt for the roots and the slugs and the bits of whatever they could shove into their mouths to stay alive, everybody is on the same level. That's a basic animal equality. Mm. But as soon as human beings invented, I would of course argue, as soon as women invented agriculture, you then get surplus. They grow more than they need to eat and survive. And as soon as the surplus, men take control of that. Because never forget how women were constantly in a cycle of pregnancy, lactation, childbirth, never ever ending cycle of physical weakness, debility, especially in those days of very limited food. So the men were more free to say, I'll take care of that for you. We'll keep all this together for the benefit of everybody. But then the women found themselves minding the babies while they minded the shop.
So this has been going on for roughly 5,000 years as far as I've been able to track.
Millennia, ever since we emerged from the primeval darkness of magic thought and did learn how to count. And of course, some theorists have argued that we learned to count through women's menstruation, not through men carving notches on the horns of the animals that they supposedly killed single-handed. That's another myth, man the hunter, while woman sits alone in the cave.
Let's talk about how, you know, women weren't just stripped of wealth. They were stripped of financial intuition. There were cultures where women once handled trade, medicine, land, right? But they were methodically removed from seeing themselves as financial agents. What happened there?
Well, the women who did come into some kind of power or independence or running any kind of enterprise usually did so because they took over on the death of a man. But in terms of how they were kept out of it thereafter, when we did stand to gain some independence, first of all, it's still that same whole thing of inferiority, self-doubt. Shakespeare says our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. So many women fear to attempt.
Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt.
I remember when I first got married, having just graduated, I wanted to have a joint account with my then husband, and we couldn't open one. I had to sign a document that said where husband and wife hold an account in joint, the husband is deemed the senior partner. And if I signed a check or anything, he had to countersign it.
What did you think about that? What was that like for you?
Enraging. The first check I got paid for my endeavors to Dr. R.M. Miles was refused by my own bank because my first initials were not D.R.
Unbelievable.
It's for young women today, it's inconceivable that these things happened. But we accepted it because we had no alternative. It was the norm.
That's right. We've normalized it. And look, and history shows when the feminine does rise, there's often a backlash. We're seeing it now, cultural narratives or even, you know, the outright suppression.
It happens because when we question it, we are always immediately on the back foot. And that is reinforced by men saying, well, are you sure? Do you really need this and can you handle it?
Yeah. Yeah. a touch, oh what a rush. Follow your heart, homie, go with the love. Let it rain, let it flow, let it flood. Swimming in good vibration, this is a celebration. It's the liberation of everything we are. Every time you in the clouds, they gon' try to bring you down. Do not let them jog, go ahead and get it, get it, get it, get it. Every time you in the clouds, they gon' try to bring you down. Do not let them jog, go ahead and get it, get it, get it, get
it. You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
Last week, I was freaking out. All these awful noises in my car. My husband said that we needed a variety of replacement parts, which required driving to auto parts stores to find the right parts for our car. Who has the time or the desire? But that night, I was listening to my favorite show on HealthyLife.net, and right there on the website was a link to Autosport Automotive Accessories. My husband was so surprised the next morning when he found out I handled all the problems myself with a little help from Autosport Automotive Accessories, of course.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
In our last segment, we explored how power, especially financial power, has been shaped by systems that decided who was worthy and who wasn't. Dr. Miles walked us through the historical framework, the ways financial worth has been defined, assigned, and embedded in our minds, often without us even realizing it. And she left us with two important questions, the same questions men have historically asked women when they try to claim power. Do you really need this? And can you handle it? Well, that was just part one of our conversation with Dr. Miles. In part two, we'll take those questions even further, unpacking how they still show up today, and more importantly, how we answer them differently when we reclaim our worth. But what we didn't get to yet is what we do with this information. Because knowing history is one thing, changing the future, that's something else entirely. And that's exactly where we're headed next. Our segment, Taking the Reins, is about action. It's about stepping out of the story we've been given and writing a new one. About reclaiming our power financially, energetically, personally. So before we dive in, I have a question for you. Take a moment and reflect. What's the most courageous thing you've done to reclaim your worth? Hold that thought. We're about to go deeper.
Juan, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done to reclaim your worth?
I was really like 14 years old when I left my country. I'm from El Salvador, and my country was like a lot of really bad stuff that happened about that time. And, you know, I used to see body with the head cut off. I used to see, because I'm coming from family, that they used to belong to the army. My father, my brothers, my cousin, all my family there. I'm coming from military family. Also, to get my freedom, you know, over there, it was like, if you go do something outside, you never know if you're coming back alive. So I came to this country. I can go wherever I want. And I was not worried that how I'm going to get killed or somebody's going to hurt me.
Maybe it was challenging a belief about money that kept you small. Maybe it was standing up for yourself. Maybe standing up in a room where your voice was never meant to be heard. Maybe it was about making a decision emotionally, spiritually. Something that honored your worth instead of compromising it.
So, Melissa, what's the most courageous thing you've done to reclaim your worth?
The most courageous thing I've done is confronting my dad and his wife in a conversation where I finally did not give a damn what the outcome was going to be, but I said what I needed to say, and I didn't care what the outcome was.
When the floor is caving, your walls turn into cages. Your refuse will be your demise.
Whatever it was, that moment wasn't just a decision. It was a declaration. Because reclaiming your worth isn't about waiting for permission. It isn't about hoping someone else sees your value. It's about knowing deeply, undeniably, that your worth was never up for debate in the first place.
And Tella, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done to reclaim that inner knowing or that power?
The most courageous thing I did was being born in a communist country and given my family circumstances, my power was taken, and my power, my freedom was taken away at a very young age. So what I did is I was determined to leave that country, to have my existence back, my power back, and I was successful. I finally escaped from my country.
Dances with the devil, your power isn't special. We don't fit on your canvas, we burn it all to ashes now. 'Cause we are the outlaws.
I think that reclaiming my worth, my self-worth, is something that I have to do every day, and it's the courage to know which bridges to cross and which ones to burn, and to surround myself with inspiring individuals.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses.
Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Taking the reins isn't about having all the answers. It's about choosing to lead yourself forward anyway. To say, I decide. I choose. I get to be here. I claim my place. So I invite you to ask yourself, where in your life are you being called to take the reins now? The past may have shaped us, but it does not define us. And in this space, there are no more queens without thrones. Now I want to introduce something that will be part of every episode, MC squared. You probably recognize the equation E equals MC squared from Einstein, the idea that energy and matter are deeply connected, that nothing is ever really lost, it just transforms. I'm not a physicist like Einstein, but I do know a thing or two about energy. He studied how it moves through the universe. I study how it moves through us, through our bodies, our emotions, our stories. So, while he gave us E equals MC squared, I guess you could say, I'm here to give it a little somatic depth. And here's the fun part. My initials just happen to be MC2. So, in this space, MC squared isn't just about physics. It's about bringing what's unseen into the seen, making the invisible visible. Whether that's the forgotten women who laid the foundation for scientific breakthroughs, the deeper patterns that shape our sense of worth, or the energy that moves through us in ways we don't always recognize. I keep thinking about how much history lives in the margins, how so many breakthroughs, whether in science, art, or human understanding, didn't come from thin air. They came from people who never got credit, from the minds that were left out of the story. Take Emily du Châtelet, brilliant, ahead of her time, and the one who actually corrected Newton's equation, proving that energy increases with speed squared, which is what made Einstein's E equals mc squared possible. Or Lisa Meitner, who cracked the code on how to split an atom, but when it came time for the Nobel Prize, her name was left off. And Marie Curie, the first person, not just the first woman, to win two Nobel Prizes. But somehow, history still managed to frame her as the assistant to her own discoveries. When I think about these people and their fortitude and genius and how it's been overlooked, it ties back to the ways we've been conditioned to overlook our own worth. It's like there's an energy around us. It's always been there, waiting to be recognized, whether it's our intuition, our gifts, or our deep knowing, or our actual offers. But we've also learned to override and ignore it. Which brings me to the tarot. Not as a fortune-telling tool, but as a way of tuning in to what's hidden beneath the surface, to that invisible energy that shapes our lives, whether we can name it or not. Tarot is a way of making the unseen seen. This is what I love about the tarot, not because it predicts the future, but because it asks us to look deeper, to sit with what we already know, but maybe haven't fully seen yet. So in the spirit of naming the invisible, I'm pulling a card from the Rider Smith deck. You might know it, even if you don't. It was actually illustrated by a woman, Pamela Coleman Smith. That's right, in 1909, she created all 78 images, bringing emotion, symbolism, and storytelling into tarot in a way that had never been done before. But, no surprise here, her name too was left out.
Excuse me?
The credit went to Arthur Waite, who commissioned it, and Ryder, the publishing company. For decades, she was barely acknowledged, even though her artwork shaped modern tarot as we know it. But truth has a way of resurfacing. And today, a lot of people call it the Ryder Smith Waite deck, finally giving her the recognition she deserved all along. And here we are, reading from her deck, saying her name. And now, I'm going to pull a card for us. The Knight of Swords. And honestly, couldn't be more fitting. The Knight of Swords is considered a call to action. And the Suit of Swords are generally about truth, or cutting through the BS, helping us discern truth from illusion. So, this is the card of movement, of clarity, of knowing exactly what needs to be done and doing it. The Knight of Swords doesn't overthink. He doesn't sit back waiting for someone else to give him permission. He sees the truth, he moves with it, and he doesn't look back. And I can't help but think, isn't that the energy we need right now? After everything we've uncovered, the things we've been taught to overlook, the voices that were erased, this card is a call to cut through the noise and to act on what we know is true. So, what's been waiting for your action? Where have you been quiet when you already know the truth? What's calling for your voice right now? This obviously isn't about rushing blindly. It's about trusting your own knowing. And once you see something clearly, once you name it, there's no going back. So what does this mean for all of us? Well, maybe every time we uncover what's been unseen, whether it's a piece of history, an intuitive hit, or a personal truth, it asks something of us. What we do with this is up to us. So, as we move from this conversation back out into our lives, you can maybe let this card sit with you. Where is your clarity calling you forward? What truth are you ready to own? And what's the next step? Because knowing your worth is one thing. Living it And that's where the real work begins. And here's a blessing we want to offer you. May you trust what you see. May you move when it's time. And may you never, ever let the world define what you already know to be true. Until next time, keep going. Take up space. And remember, no more queens without thrones. Before we go, I want to take a moment to thank the people who make this show possible. Our team, Linda McKenzie, Jay Cruz, Lauren Shufran, Melissa and Chad Hurst. And a special thanks to Goldie Curry and Resonance Spa, and to all of our contributors and supporters. Your support and generosity means the world. And if this first episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please do, because we're just getting started. See you next time.
My grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
Last week, I was freaking out. All these awful noises in my car. My husband said that we needed a variety of replacement parts, which required driving to auto parts stores to find the right parts for our car. Who has the time or the desire? But that night, I was listening to my favorite show on HealthyLife.net, and right there on the website was a link to Autosport Automotive Accessories. My husband was so surprised the next morning when he found out I handled all the problems myself with a little help from Autosport Automotive Accessories, of course.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Are you ready? Let it bounce.